This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
It is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level once again, and we would like to express our greetings to each of you, and as well to express our gratitude for you once again offering us this opportunity to interact and to exchange information with each of you. And once again, before we begin on this afternoon, we would suggest that there exists for each of you that opportunity to be involved in what we refer to as a silent communication. That opportunity to have a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon. And you will find once again as well that as a result of the energy that you have participated in creating, you will find that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into what you might refer to as a meditative state. And in that altered state of consciousness, have that opportunity to be involved in that telepathic interaction and exchange of information. But as always, of course, the choice to participate in that telepathic exchange is yours, absolutely. We would just suggest that it can be many times much more beneficial to your individual needs and requirements than is the information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And so we would encourage you to be involved in that telepathic interaction and exchange, should you choose to do so. Now, you exist in this vibrational level once again, by choice. You are here because you choose to be here. You're existing in this reality because it's a choice that you have made and continue to make to exist within this reality, within this vibrational level that you are experiencing, not only in your awakened consciousness state, but indeed in all the levels of consciousness that you participate in. You choose in your so-called awakened consciousness state to hold belief systems that allow this reality to seem like it's real, and that allow this reality to appear that it's beyond your control to have any type of real participation in the creation, not necessarily of your individual day-to-day activities, but indeed the creation of your entire universe. That becomes a very difficult concept to grasp in your awakened conscious state. In other levels of your consciousness, you not only grasp it, but you understand it as an absolute. But in this particular vibrational level and in the levels of consciousness that you have the opportunity to experience, because it's an opportunity that you allow yourself, you believe that there are, once again, areas of your reality that are beyond your control, because it makes it more real. One of the areas and one of the belief systems that you hold that make it very difficult to give you accurate explanations of your creation process in this reality, in this vibrational level, is your belief in time and space. You believe that there is a past or a history, and that there is this present, and the past up to this particular point in your time is an experience that has already occurred and is beyond your capacity to alter or to change, and yet you have a future that you believe to some extent you can influence, particularly certain aspects of that future that you believe that you are going to be personally involved in. Although even some of the other aspects such as creating and perpetuating the entire universe, once again, becomes very difficult for you to grasp that concept in your awakened consciousness state. And so you exist in your so-called awakened consciousness state, holding beliefs in time and space. The human consciousness beliefs, as we refer to it, one that you have agreed to put in place and to perpetuate. It's the human consciousness belief system that once again allows this to appear to be more real and appear that it is to a certain extent beyond your control. And through explanations which are based upon a concept of existing within the now become very difficult to give when you believe in this past and present and future which don't really exist. They exist only in your awakened consciousness state. In other levels of your consciousness, each of you become involved in activities where you experience not only various past events in this particular incarnational period, but indeed you experience and are actively participating in various aspects in your other incarnational periods, in your other lifetimes, if you wish, not only in your past, but also in your so-called future, for it exists within the now. It's all-encompassing. It's not something that you can put a time limit on and say, well, we're right here. And the future hasn't occurred yet, and the past is set in stone, and we can't change it. It's not really that way at all. And so, you as a human consciousness are involved in a transitional period that, in your awakened consciousness state, is based upon your belief in time and space. A transition of the energy that comprises this vibrational level that you exist in. Your energy. It's not some energy that's put in place by some other entity. It's important to grasp that concept that it's your energy, that it's you that are making the changes. It's you as individuals and as a human consciousness that are facilitating the alteration of the energy that makes up this vibrational level that you exist in. And you, as individuals and as a human consciousness, are the ones that are responsible for the entire universe. And so when we suggest that the energy is altering, it's your alteration. It's you that are alterating this energy. It's you that are indeed alterating the energy that exists within each and every cell, not only of your entire physical being, but in each and every cell of your entire universe. That energy is going through an alteration that is, once again, the result of a choice that you as individuals and as a human consciousness have made and put in place. And in order for that alteration to have some type of validity in your awakened consciousness state, you, as a human consciousness, agreed that it would take a period of time for that transition of energy to be accomplished. And so in the year of 1987, you put in place the beginnings of this transformation of the energy. And as we sit now in your year of 2011, and we're becoming very close to your year of 2012, you are indeed nearing the completion of that transformation, and for many, you're already experiencing the effects of that transformation of the energy that's allowing you to have access to a conscious awareness of the ability to influence your reality in a manner that has been very difficult for you to accomplish in the so-called past, in your history. It's always been available. It's not like this is something that's absolutely new. What's new is your choice to make it more readily available in your awakened consciousness state. It's always been there. existence, you choose to limit your capacity to have that understanding and to utilize that conscious creation process. But it's always been there. This is not something that's absolutely new. What's new is the alteration of the energy that makes it more easily accessible to you in your awakened consciousness state. And even that's not entirely new. You see, in the Lemurian periods, to refer now once again to your so-called history, which is what makes it difficult to give an accurate explanation, because it all occurs in the now. But in that particular area of your consciousness, in the Lemurian period, in your so-called history, you had much more access, if you wish, to the capacity to consciously create your reality than what you will experience in your so-called future in this new age and energy that you're currently entering into. In the Lemurian period, you understood absolutely that it was possible for you to enter into and to leave this vibrational level at will, and to alter and create within this vibrational level at will, similar to the process that's utilized in the creation in other vibrational levels, where the entities and energies existing within that those particular vibrational levels understand that creation process. It's you as a human consciousness, as individuals in that Lemurian period, understood that concept. The reality that you experienced was your creation and a validation of your belief system, and that it was quite easy for you to consciously access those belief systems and alter them, and as a result of that alteration in the belief systems, to ultimately alter the reality and ultimately alter your experience. Similar to what you do now, only now you don't understand it in your awakened consciousness state. You believe to a certain extent that it's a very difficult process. But in the Lemurian period, once again, you had an access to that understanding which is even greater than what you will experience in your so-called new age and new energy that you are currently transforming into and are about to experience the completion of. So, you went from that Lemurian period into what we refer to as the Atlantean periods, where you put in place the beginnings of the veil. And for many individuals, the capacity to consciously create your reality and to understand that it was possible to create and influence your reality from a conscious level was readily available. Once again, for many, even more readily available than what many of you will experience in your so-called new age and new energy. So this new age and new energy is not new. It's not something that you haven't experienced in this vibrational level, in other levels of your consciousness, and in other creation processes, in what you might refer to once again as your past. And when you left your so-called Atlantean periods, and you entered into what we have referred to as the pre-Egyptian periods, is that area where you like to have some type of evolutionary process in place. You once again strengthened that veil and made it much more difficult for you to consciously influence your reality. It's a choice that you as individuals and as a human consciousness made. It's not something that occurred because someone thought that you had to experience some type of reality or to go through some type of growth process. Absolutely not. It's a choice that you as individuals made. And you made it for a very simple reason, as we have suggested many times. For you see, when you believe that you're not in control of this reality and of your experiences, then indeed the level of the emotions and feelings that you experience are much more intense and much more dramatic than what they are when you understand that you are entirely in control of the creation process. And so that's why you put in place that veil, that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, and to not only understand who and what you truly are, but to understand in your awakened consciousness state that you indeed are, as individuals and as a human consciousness, the entities that are responsible for the creation and the sustaining of this reality that you experience at this vibrational level. You're the creator. Not some other entity existing outside of here, but you as individuals created this reality. And the veil that you chose to put in place limits your capacity, not only in your awakened consciousness state, but through various levels of your consciousness, to understand that you are in control, to understand just who and what you truly are, to understand that you are all that is. That's your choice to make that limitation, and once again, you make it for the purpose of allowing the possibility to experience those intense range of emotions and feelings that are only possible when you believe that you're not in control. And so, after those Atlantean periods, when you strengthened that veil, you went through and continue to go through various incarnational periods where you, in many instances, choose the belief systems that you're going to bring into an incarnational period, almost down to the minute detail, to have an experience that has been put in place, if you wish, from an level of consciousness that we like to refer to as your between incarnational levels of consciousness. You chose belief systems that you brought into that incarnational period that allowed you to have experiences that were seemingly well beyond your control. Your choice. Your choice. Absolutely. And so, you went through those incarnational periods with belief systems that were held within your so-called physical being, within your genetic makeup and within your DNA and within various other aspects of the energy that makes up this human form that you are. And you had those experiences throughout the lifetime based upon belief systems that you put in place in your altered states of consciousness. So it was quite easy, if you wish, to believe that not only was the reality and the experiences that you were involved in those incarnational periods seemingly beyond your control, but indeed we're seemingly being controlled by some other entity outside of who and what you truly are. And another aspect that was available to each of you during those times, during those so-called past incarnational periods, although we hesitate to utilize that term of past because they exist within the now, it's still, for all intents and purposes, occurring. But those so-called past experiences were also experiences or lifetimes where it was possible for someone who had what you refer to as an intuitive ability to accurately forecast what was about to occur within a particular lifetime based upon the beliefs that you held within your subconsciousness. Not only was it possible to predict what would occur within a particular lifetime, but for many, because you exist within the now, is not something that where the future hasn't occurred or you don't have this capacity to influence your past, but for some individuals existing within that particular incarnational period which you might refer to as your past, there was the capacity for them to understand, indeed, that the entire existence is in the now, and as a result of that understanding, to tap into the belief systems in other lifetimes that were put in place and again in your so-called between incarnational period, and that you were experiencing in those lifetimes almost as as if it were some type of fate that was cast upon you, these individuals could look into that lifetime and not only predict the incarnational period that you were in, but predict some occurrences in your so-called future for other entities that were existing in those incarnational periods that would have an influence upon your entire universe. It's really not that complicated of a process when you begin to understand that it exists in the now, and that those entities were looked upon as being somehow godlike, and indeed you had a tendency to put upon them this label of being some type of a prophet. Simply individuals who were more aware of your creation process and the understanding of the ability to tap into your belief systems, and as a result of your so-called veil where you put in place these belief systems in your between incarnational period and had very little influence upon them in those particular incarnational periods as a result of your choice. Understand, as a result of your choice, these entities had that capacity to predict future events in your so-called society. Not difficult. It's certainly not a difficult concept to grasp when you understand that you exist in the now. What becomes more difficult to grasp is that these particular entities who had that capacity to look into your so-called future were simply looking into the now, if you wish, with the understanding that you put in place your belief systems in your so-called altered state of consciousness, and for the most part, particularly in your so-called past, you existed in a lifetime and fulfilled those belief systems without having any attempt to consciously alter the reality by altering the belief system. However, in your recent so-called past, that has not been the case. It becomes much more difficult to so-called predict your future when your awakened consciousness state has the capacity to understand the influence that your belief systems have upon your reality creation process, and as a result of the understanding of that impact upon your creation processes, you understand that if you change the belief, you change the reality. And so, as you enter into this new age and new energy, and as you near the completion of this transformation into the so-called new energy that is about to be completed in the year of 2012, it becomes impossible to predict your future. Because for many entities who choose to understand their ability and capacity to influence their reality consciously, that future will become very difficult to predict, even in the concept of the now. And so your so-called new age and new energy transformation period is nearing its completion. And as a result of that completion, many entities in your so-called future will be involved in conscious creation processes that have been available in your past. This is not something that's entirely new. It's just that it's more readily available to each of you than what it has been in your so-called past, in your other incarnational periods that you're experiencing in the now, where you choose, and it's important to understand that it's always a choice. It's never been imposed upon someone. It's always a choice. Where you choose to believe that you don't have the capacity to consciously influence your reality, and you put in place those belief systems in your so-called between incarnational period, and you bring them into your so-called awakened conscious state, so that once again you can experience a reality where it appears that you're not in control, in order to magnify and intensify the notions and feelings, which is why you are here. As simple as that may seem, you exist in this vibrational level through choice, because you wish to have experiences of the intense range of emotions and feelings that are only available to entities who will put in place this veil limiting your various levels of consciousness, the understanding of who and what you truly are, and of your creation process, so that it appears that the reality is beyond your control and thereby intensifies the experience. And as a result of the intensification of the experience, you intensify the emotions and feelings that come along with that experience. Now, many would be challenged by that. Many believe that they're put here because they're going through some kind of an enlightenment, or going through some kind of a growth period, or must learn this or must learn that. If that's what you believe, you can have that. You see, the irony of it is that you can have, and not only can have, but do have whatever it is that you desire. There's not any written type of script that you must follow in order to have experiences in this vibrational level. If you believe that you're here in order to become enlightened, or you must learn something, then you will make all kinds of realities and experiences to validate those belief systems, and you can grow if that's what you desire. But during that growth that you believe is necessary, you experience intense ranges of emotions and feelings. That's why you do it. We would challenge each of you to break down any activity that you're involved in, right down to its final basic experience, the basic reason of why you're attempting to be involved in that experience. And each time you would find that indeed it's because you desire to experience a certain range of emotions and feelings. Now, many times those emotions and feelings may not be something that you would readily accept as being desirable, but nonetheless, it validates a belief. And you experience that intense range of emotion and feelings that's not possible in any other vibrational level when you believe and understand that you are in control. And so that's why you're here. It's really simple. It's not difficult at all. You're here by choice. You choose to put in place the electromagnetic type of energy that limits that capacity to understand who and what you truly are. You create your reality. You are the God that you search for. There's not some other entity out there. It's you. You are all that is. There is no more entity, not only in this vibrational level, but in any other vibrational level, who is any more or any less than what any entity is existing within your vibrational level. You are it. You are the God you search for, and you absolutely cannot fail to come to that understanding. This is a no-fail deal. You're not here in order to pass some type of a test before you can leave and become enlightened, unless, of course, you wish to believe that. Then you can create all types of circumstances that will give you the opportunity to pass the test. But it's not necessary. It's a choice. It's based upon your choice to validate your belief systems. It's not some other entity that's enforcing that particular belief system upon you. It's your choice. It's always your choice to hold whatever belief system that you wish to hold, and as a result of holding that belief system, the stock of consciousness that you are creates the reality to validate the belief system. That's how you create this reality, without exception. Without exception, it's your creation to validate your belief systems. Even if it's a reality that you look upon as being less than desirable, the stock of consciousness that you are, that, for lack of a better terminology, that God that you are, gives to you that which you desire to validate your belief systems, without judging whether or not it's going to be a right or wrong, whether or not it's going to be a positive or negative experience, whether you're going to enjoy it or not enjoy it in the conscious side. The stock of consciousness that you are validates your belief systems from a position of absolute and unconditional love, and it rejoices in the creation process of allowing you to have that experience without exception. It creates this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. You are all that is. You are it. many entities in your awakened consciousness state search for a spirituality. They search for some type of a connection. That search lies within inside each of you. The answers that you seek are within inside. We attempt to give you explanations, but they always have limitations. They have limitations because they're based upon belief systems that you hold in your awakened consciousness state that are based upon human consciousness belief systems that are based upon this veil that you put in place that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. But you can get past that to a certain extent. You can go within inside and you can experience the answers. Experience the answers. You see, when you experience them, then you begin to understand that you can't give an explanation to someone else. If someone else wishes to have that answer, they must go within inside and have that experience. The answers that you seek are within inside each of you. It's not something that's written down and you won't hear it through some type of voice like we're attempting to explain to you. We simply present to you a concept and give to you that concept that the answers that you desire are within inside each of you. And go within inside and you will find them. It's there. You are all that is. You are here by your choice. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. Everything else in this reality is an illusion. It's a significant illusion. We're not suggesting for a minute that it doesn't have some validity and that it's not something that's very important. Absolutely not. It is very important and it has a great significance, but nonetheless it's an illusion. It's a validation of your belief systems. Your validation of your belief systems, not someone else's validation, not someone else's belief systems that's being imposed upon you, but your belief systems that you choose, without exception, to put in place. And that spark of consciousness that you all validate by creating that which you desire, without exception, to validate your belief systems and does so from a position of absolute and unconditional love and rejoices in that particular creation process without judging whether it's right or wrong, good or bad. And you've been doing that ever since you created this vibrational level. You created this vibrational level. Not some God, not some entity. You're the God. You're the entity. You are the creator of your reality, and it's within your capacity to alter it and to create it in whichever manner you desire. Not only is it within your capacity, but you do it continuously. That's the irony. When you enter into this new age and new energy, it's not like you're going to be entering into some new form of creation process, but rather an awareness of what the creation process is that's available to you in your conscious state in a manner that you have not allowed yourself to experience since your so-called Lemurian and Atlantean periods. That's what's new. The creation process is not new. The method to create the reality is not new. It validates the beliefs you hold. It's really that simple. Understand what it is that you desire. What you desire influences your thoughts and your feelings and your choices, and as a result of that, it influences the belief systems in a manner that you can now, in your so-called new age and new energy, have a conscious impact on in a manner that's been very difficult for you to accomplish in the past. Utilize your imagination and have the expectation to bring it into your reality. Because that's how you do it. You do it continuously. This is not new. Once again, the creation process remains the same as it always has. What's new is your capacity to consciously have the understanding of how it is that you create your reality, and as a result of that understanding, to have the capacity to consciously influence your belief systems in a manner that's been much more difficult for you to do in your so-called history. It's available to each of you. You have but to believe. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. If you don't believe it's possible, if you believe that you're not in control, Once again, that's not right or wrong. We're not suggesting that you should or should not hold any particular belief system. You can believe whatever you wish. If you wish to believe you're not in control, go for it. You will experience realities that validate that belief system that you're not in control, and as a result, the experience can be very intense, absolutely, which is why you entered into this vibrational level in the first place. So we're not judging you and saying you should or should not do this or that. Absolutely not. Do whatever it is you desire, because you see, this reality you experience is simply a validation of what you desire. If you choose to believe you're not in control, that's fine. You cannot fail. This is a no-fail procedure. It's not something that, well, you make the wrong choice and so now you're going to have to stay here for another incarnational period. Absolutely not. Unless, of course, you wish to hold that belief. You see, whatever belief you hold is what you will experience in this reality. If you don't like your reality, change your belief systems. And as you change your belief systems, we absolutely guarantee you will alter your reality. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold without exception. You are the God you search for, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. Everything else in this reality, in your awakened consciousness state, is an illusion. And you can change it. You not only create the illusion, but you exist in each and every atom of the entire illusion. And that becomes difficult to grasp in your awake consciousness state, once again, because of your choice to limit your capacity to have that understanding. Your choice. You are all that is. You create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. The three most important statements that we can make to you, and we have made to you since day one. You are all that is. You cannot fail to come to that understanding. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. It's really that simple. Now, we would leave you for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to exchange with the rest of you. And so we would leave you for a moment or two with love and with peace.